You are listening to the audio production of The Nature, Power, Deceit, and Prevalency of Indwelling Sin in Believers by John Owen. This book is read by Wayne Evans. Chapter 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. Indwelling Sin in Believers, treated by the Apostle, the place explained. It is of indwelling sin, and that in the remainders of it in persons after their conversion to God, with its power, efficacy, and effects, that we intend to treat. This also is the great design of the Apostle, to manifest and evince in chapter 7 of the Epistle to the Romans. Many indeed are the contests about the principal scope of the Apostle in that chapter, and in what state the person is, under the law or under grace, whose condition he expresses therein. I shall not at present enter into that dispute, but take that for granted which may be undeniably proved and evinced, namely, that it is the condition of a regenerate person with respect to the remaining power of indwelling sin, which is there proposed and exemplified by and in the person of the Apostle himself. In that discourse, therefore, of his, shall the foundation be laid of what we have to offer upon this subject. Not that I shall proceed in an exposition of his revelation of this truth, as it lies in its own contexture, but only make use of what is delivered by him as occasion shall offer itself. And here first occurs that which he affirms, verse 21. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. There are four things observable in these words. First, the appellation he gives to indwelling sin, whereby he expresses its power and efficacy. It is a law. For that which he terms a law in this verse, he calls in the foregoing, sin that dwelleth in him. Secondly, the way whereby he came to discovery of this law, not absolutely, and its own nature, but in himself, he found it. I find a law. Thirdly, the frame of his soul and inward man with this law of sin and under its discovery, he would do good. Fourthly, the state and activity of this law when his soul is in that frame, when it would do good, it is present with him. For what ends and purposes we shall show afterwards. The first thing observable is the appellation here used by the Apostle. He calls indwelling sin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?